This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
You don't have to be a follower of the latest additions to the Oxford English Dictionary to know technology is changing the way we talk. Instagram Face, the Uber of X, the Tinder of Y, the Yelp of Z. It might not surprise you that there's something called YouTube Voice. Julie Beck is Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic, and she looked at this recently. Hi, Julie. How'd you first discover YouTube Voice?
It's a very specific moment. I was watching a video on the PBS Ideas channel about fan theories. The specific fan theory they were talking about is whether or not Ron from Harry Potter is actually a time-traveling Dumbledore.
About whether or not it's possible to say that Ron Weasley, beloved and arguably most lovable ginger of the Harry Potter universe, is in fact, did not turn into, was not magicked and suddenly became, but rather truly in fact is Albus Dumbledore.
The host of the series was talking in a way that sounded so familiar to me, and I realized he sounded exactly like these other popular YouTubers, the Vlogbrothers, John and Hank Green.
So the Bank of Nerdfighteria is like the U.S. federal government or an exceptionally unhealthy tree. It has three branches. There's the lending branch.
And I was like, wow, they're talking in exactly the same way. I wonder if they're friends or something. They might be. But I started watching a lot of other YouTube videos and seeing that something similar seemed to be happening.
You talk a little bit about aspiration. Can you tell me what that is and what it means and what it sounds like?
I called up a linguist, Naomi Barron from American University, and she kind of walked me through some of the components of this. And aspiration is something that naturally happens with certain consonants. I think it's P, T, and K normally. And if you heard when I just said those letters, there's normally a little bit of a puff of air that comes out of your mouth anyway when you say those. So if you say keep, for example, there's a little puff of air that comes out when you say keep. But a lot of times in these videos, you will hear people over aspirating. So the puff of air is extra pronounced. So instead of keep, it would be keep.
Does it end up equaling more views on YouTube?
I mean, it's probably hardly an input output equation. And I've also probably watched, less than 1% of all YouTube videos over the course of my life. But a lot of these very popular accounts, you will see them using some of these strategies, be it aspiration, be it drawing out consonants, drawing out vowels. And they're all just different ways of emphasizing words. And so people do that all the time, probably on the radio. You guys do this when you're just talking to your friend and you want to emphasize a story you're telling. You would do these different strategies, but they just are doing them a lot and picking up on a lot of them. And I think it's probably because a lot of them are just sort of talking to the camera without a lot of action or anything to hold people's attention. So they're holding people's attention vocally.
Julie Beck is Senior Associate Editor at The Atlantic. Julie, thank you very much.
And thanks for having me.
Just for the record, yes, I'm aware that certain public radio personalities also do sound alike.